This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Yes, we all love a good puppy photo online, but oh, how the Facebook comment fights and Twitter battles have raged. And now we have at least one study that suggests what many of us have suspected: anger spreads faster online than other emotions. Researchers in China are making this claim after looking at 70 million online comments on China's version of Twitter. Brian Fong of The Washington Post has been looking at the story. Hi, Brian.
Hi there.
So doesn't anger also spread faster in real life? I mean, is really the realization here that we act on the internet like we act in real life, or are they saying that this is different?
Well, I think that's definitely one component of it. I think it's disingenuous to say that the internet as an entity makes us anything. But when a lot of people go online, emotions, just like in real life, are contagious, and anger is pretty contagious online. In order to sort of resist the impulse to resort to anger, I think it takes a lot of control. And one of the things that the New York Times reported on recently was a growing movement in the education field to enhance emotional intelligence, to help people interact with one another in ways that don't involve resorting to conflict.
So it sounds like you're going to answer this with a bit of skepticism, but does the internet also make us maybe a little more empathetic or emotionally intelligent, you think, or no?
I think in certain ways. I think there are, you know, ways in which the internet is based on a feeling or a sense of delight. And one of the findings from the research was that joy was also one of the emotions that spread quickly, not nearly as quickly as anger, but still pretty quickly. And I think that sort of speaks to the way that places like BuzzFeed on the internet, or just the internet's overriding pleasure that it takes in, you know, watching cute animals or cat gifts and that kind of thing sort of plays into that.
Brian, is there anything else about this study that strikes you as interesting or sort of pushing this conversation about how we behave online forward?
Well, I think it shakes up the debate about how we should respond to people like comment trolls. You know, some places like the Huffington Post have said we're getting rid of anonymous commenting, but it's not clear that that will necessarily do anything to help if anger is in itself contagious.
Brian Fung is a tech reporter for The Washington Post. Brian, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for having me.